When you need to know what's happening, it's time to get in the huddle.
This sham with Steve Keim out there in the desert, I mean, it's like no accountability. Never my fault. It's never his fault. Stuff just happens. Losses just fall from the sky. It's not Cliff's fault. It's not Kyler's fault. It's not my fault. It's not the owner's fault. We just have really bad luck. Just hang in there and keep throwing money at us and we'll figure it out. Shut up.
Listen to In the Huddle, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. No one's more locked into the NFL than First and Pod.
Why is it not within the realm of possibility that Geno Smith was a victim of a horrible organization, bad offensive coaching, and then went and played behind three high-level talents and only got spot starts and did okay, by the way?
Well, because it doesn't really happen that often anymore.
Subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. For all of my folks right now here, where are we at? Friday, if you're on the East Coast. Everybody else, I'll try to get you closer to Friday. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard and everybody listening all over North America. Hello. How are you? I hope you're well. If you're not well, I'll try my best to help you out over the next 2 hours, at least, at minimum. Okay? You could be on the roads, the highways, the byways. You could be at work, on the way from work, leaving work. You could be at school. You could be somewhere where you have no business right now. Somebody listening to me is doing something they're not supposed to do. I'm not trying to be your voice of reason. Take a moment and think. Okay, thinking done. Anyway, I'll be here for the next 2 hours. If you want to give me a holler, it's 855-212-4CBS. You can also contact me at JR Sport Brief. We had so many things lined up to discuss tonight. So many things. Outside of DeMar Hamlin and his recovery, the doctors have said that he has made a substantial improvement. The Bills return to practice on Wednesday. It's amazing. DeMar, the first communication that he has had upon waking up was written, because he still has the breathing tube inserted, was to write down, did we win? And so we continue to hope and look forward to a full recovery. We do not know, but we can look forward to one. It's already absolutely amazing what has taken place over the past 48 hours plus since this incident on Monday night, without a shadow of a doubt. And so there were a lot of things that we wanted to discuss tonight. I wanted to talk to you about the crap NBA All-Star voting. I wanted to talk to you about the impending NFL Pro Bowl. And it's not a Pro Bowl game. It's the Pro Bowl games with an S, a plural. It's just to be one of those skills events. I wanted to really dive a little bit deeper into the potential NFL schedule situation, of which we have learned, this is confirmed, there will be no makeup of the Cincinnati Bengals and Buffalo Bills game from this past Monday. That game is canceled. And so the NFL owners will actually convene and have a meeting tomorrow as to what the next steps are. And there are a lot of possibilities. Is the AFC Championship game going to take place at a neutral site? That's like one possibility, and there are multiple permutations. So I'm hoping by the time we get back tomorrow night here with the JR Sport Brief Show that I can provide you guys with a little bit more information. I wanted to dive a little bit deeper into the Packers and the Lions game, talk about the implications of the Rams and the Seahawks game and what that might mean for Sunday night. But there are so many people on the lines, blowing them up, who have so many thoughts, opinions, love, just about what we've learned with DeMar Hamlin. So I'm going to be here for the next 2 hours. And if you can safely give me a holler on social media, feel free at JR Sport Brief. If you are compelled to call, you can do so. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, earlier today, midday on Thursday, I learned what a lot of you learned is that there was improvement from DeMar Hamlin, that he was able to hold hands with his family, and then it graduated from there with our press conference. We actually heard from the doctors at the University of Cincinnati who were treating him, and they made it very clear that he was awake, that his neurological function improved, and it improved, and he awoke so much that his first question was, did we win? And he wrote it down. I want you to listen to what the doctors had to say about some of his first communications. Listen.
You know, when he was communicating with us last night and then again today, that's been in writing. And, you know, to paraphrase one of our partners, you know, when he asked, did we win? The answer is, yes, you know, DeMar, you won. You won the game of life. And that's probably the most important thing out of this. And we really need to keep him at the center of everything else that's going on. And we really want to ensure a good outcome for him.
And I want you to hear from these same doctors as they discussed how he has improved greatly. And this is courtesy of all the folks at Spectrum News One with my friends in Rochester.
There has been substantial improvement in his condition over the past 24 hours. We had significant concern about him after the injury and after the event that happened on the field, but he is making substantial progress. As of this morning, he is beginning to awaken, and it appears that his neurological condition and function is intact. We are very proud to report that, very happy for him and for his family and for the Buffalo Bills organization.
Out of the blue. I'd say out of the blue in relation to the lack of news that we have received over the past several days. And who cares what we think, right? It's about his family. How do they feel? What news did they receive? And it appears to be that this news and him waking up and him writing was around the time that I was here on air last night into the morning, and God knows what's taking place right now and what will happen for the next 12. And I'm hoping that I can sit here with you tomorrow night and deliver to you in detail even more news, even more positivity. And I also shared with you over the past couple of hours that I want to see the Buffalo Bills win it all. I'm not a Bills fan. I can be empathetic towards the Bills and four straight years, four straight Super Bowls, four straight losses. I can be empathetic. Outside of that, I can't think of a better scenario than DeMar Hamlin winning a Super Bowl ring in the stadium. I mean, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but I mean, what we have seen and what has occurred up until now is thrilling. Josh Allen spoke to the media today, and he said that DeMar Hamlin's dad spoke to the team, and he got them hyped up to go out there and play against the Patriots. Listen to this.
Mario talking to us as a team, and the things that he kind of told us, and really didn't tell us, he demanded us. You know, and you can't not honor his request to go out there and charge forward, you know, to the best of our abilities. And obviously we'll be playing with, I guess, less heavy hearts now, knowing that, you know, today's news was a lot of tears of joy, I'll tell you that. But to know that that's what he wants, that's what his dad wants, I think guys are excited to get out there.
Listen, I'm going to be paying attention to this Sunday's game as the Bills get ready to take on the Patriots. This is going to be the first time since 1935 that every team will have played a different number of games. Why? Because the Bills and the Bengals game from this past Monday, it's canceled. That game will not take place. The Bills will take on the Patriots. The Bengals will take on the Ravens. The owners will meet tomorrow to try to figure out the best circumstance to crown a potential number one seed in the AFC. And even more than that, you know, try to figure out a system that will be fair. As of right now, the Chiefs are 13-3. The Bills are 12-3. The Bengals are 11-4. And so there are a lot of variables there, plus the games that you have to play on Sunday and Saturday, because we have NFL games on Saturday. The Chiefs will take on the Raiders. And God knows there's a good chance they always have interesting games. They'll probably have a shootout. But we know that the Chiefs will be favored and are favored in that game. But in the big picture, man, I ain't got no horse in the race. I want to see the Buffalo Bills take it all, man. I want that Disney story. I haven't watched a Disney movie in, I don't know, Toy Story, Lion King. Well, those are the last, and not the sequels either. Those are the last Disney movies I remember. Hey, Shep, what have I missed in the past 20, 25 years? Have there been stuff in between, right?
I mean, you're not going to top the classics, Cinderella, Snow White, Sleeping Beauty, Fantasia. I'm trying to think. I mean,
there's the Princess and the Frog. I know that one. Right? That's Disney.
Right.
I'm trying to think of the other Disney movies that I've missed. They've been some great ones.
Ilsa,
Wally with the robot.
Yeah. There's like a Ilsa. I'm. You know who I'm talking about? Like the princess.
I don't. Elsa.
Elsa. I'm pretty sure it's Elsa. Yeah.
Was Up Disney or was that Pixar Up?
I think it was. I think both.
I think it was Pixar, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't there the one with the Mexican young lady? I don't know.
Frozen. Frozen's a big one, too.
Frozen was Disney, right?
Yeah, Frozen was a big one.
Frozen was Disney.
Right.
And here I am taking everybody back to 1994.
Sure.
Okay, look. I know Lion King. I know Toy Story.
Yeah, that's a good
I
one.
I know Sleeping Beauty. I know
Aladdin,
Beauty and the Beast.
Aladdin, Little Mermaid.
I know Aladdin.
Right.
I hated Fantasia.
Bambi.
Yeah.
Bambi's a good one.
We know Bambi.
Right.
I don't know what's taken place over the last 25 years. Call me a caveman. 30 years. Call me a caveman. But I do know this. The next Disney-esque movie that I want to see, scenario, is the Buffalo Bills winning a Super Bowl. Sign me up for that over the next month and change. Please. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you also know some Disney movies that I need to watch, tell me and Shep, because obviously we have no idea. I have none. Mr. Potato Head was in, Toy Story. So
not only was he in Toy Story.
Yeah.
Mr. Potato Head is an absolute one of the iconic comedy figures we've ever had.
Don Rickles?
Damn right he is.
Yeah, Don Rickles.
Yeah.
So are we calling Don Rickles Mr. Potato Head, or we just would he have the same relevance if it wasn't for Don Rickles?
Don Rickles added to Toy Story, because as great as Tom Hanks and Woody Allen are, they're not Don Rickles.
No, they weren't.
No.
Yeah, Don Rickles, God rest his soul. Imagine if Mr. Potato Head were George Carlin.
Oh, or Richard Pryor.
Story would be rated R.
All right. Red Fox.
Yeah, we can go down a list. Hey, listen, folks, call us and talk to us about Damar Hamlin, but also educate us on some amazing Disney movies that have been iconic over the past 20 or 30 years. We have no idea. Let's go to CJ. His name is Steve. He happens to be driving in his truck. I don't know where. Hey, Steve, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Where's your truck at right now?
Hey, JR, how's it going? I'm actually in the Atlanta area.
Okay. 75, 85, 285, 985.
I just got off exit 20. I'm on my way over to Peachtree as soon as I stop and get fuel.
Oh, you wanna meet me after work and we get something to eat?
We could do that.
Yeah, come meet me downtown. You know where Hooters? No, not Hooters. Never mind. Now, go ahead, Steve. Hooters is closed. Go ahead, Steve.
I just want to say, you know, prayer is power. It's a magical thing that DeMar finally woke up and has a lot of response.
Yes.
And that he remembers a lot of things. And another, you know, the Disney story you're talking about with the Buffalo Bills winning it all. Uh-huh. I think going forward, Buffalo Bills are going to be a totally different team going forward. I think they got reason to play now, and I think they're just going to go out there and kill it.
I hope so, Steve. Well, listen, man, be safe here in Atlanta. You mentioned prayer, so I can't meet you at Hooters, but maybe another day, okay?
Let me give a little three tugs on my horn for number three.
Do it. My man. Thank you, Steve, for calling up from here in Atlanta. Appreciate you, man. Be safe out there, okay?
All right, thanks, buddy.
No doubt about it. Yeah, three tugs on. I can't do that. Hey, Shep, I think even if we tried to imitate three tugs on a horn, it'd sound pitiful, so don't bother.
Deal.
Don't bother. Our automated horns here in the studio would probably sound absolutely terrible. Let's go from here in Atlanta, and let's go to Toronto, Canada, and let's talk to Bill. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Bill, what's on your mind here on CBS? What's up?
JR, it's been a long time since I've chatted with you, and also a terribly long week as far as that goes. As you know, I live and breathe both the Bills and Sabres over the decades, and of all the disasters that both franchises have suffered, which is more than extensive, this one certainly takes the cake. So as you were saying about tears and whatnot being shed, if you know, when he comes out of the hospital and that, I've shed quite a few tears since actually the accident happened, and then finding out subsequently what a wonderful young man he is, and of course now finding out the great news that he's hopefully going to recover to a great degree, if not fully. And it's amazing that so many people across the nation and the world are cheering for us, I guess, so to speak. And it's heartwarming, and we can certainly use the help, because we were the bastard child, or whatever you want to call it, of the NFL for a long time, and we certainly were not even the Bills Mafia at that point, but. So it's amazing, and when you say the Disney story, it certainly would be nice for a change, because it's been a nightmare being a Bills fan, and we certainly could use a break overall. I could speak for the Sabres too, of course, and just a little aside about the Sabres too. The other night, they ended up winning 5-4 in overtime against Washington on the 3rd of January. Tage Thompson scored in overtime for the fifth goal. It was his third goal of the game. Oh. And it was also his 30th goal of the season, if you can believe it. So all those threes happen, and I cried again because I was listening to the game, and a wonderful announcer, Dan Dunleavy, who took after the great Rick Jenneret, announced the game, and I heard it. It was amazing. And I thought, thank you, Tage. We needed that so badly, just something like that to lift our spirits, because, of course, at that point, you know, we didn't know what was happening with DeMar, and it's been horrible, but anyway, and I just about the playoffs so quickly, I think that to be honest with you, since Cincinnati and the Bills both hold the tiebreakers with Kansas City, that in the eventuality that they all win, I think if and when both the Bills or the Bengals play the Chiefs, that they should be played on a neutral field, regardless if it's the AFC championship game.
That is one of the things, and thank you, Bill, for calling up from Toronto. That is actually one of the scenarios that the NFL is currently entertaining. It's when we get to the AFC championship, to not necessarily give someone an advantage through this circumstance. Maybe one of our callers said it. Maybe you hold it in Indianapolis at Lucas Oil. I believe that might be the only quote-unquote neutral field in the AFC that might be domed. You know, if I got to think about the Northeast potentially, or think about some of the dome stadiums, man, everything that I'm thinking about on the East Coast and on the East side, the central part of the country, is kind of outdoors, unless you want to start thinking about SoFi, which is open air on the sides at least, or maybe Vegas. There's a lot of variables there, but that is certainly one of the conversations that the NFL owners will have on Friday. You know, what do we do with this final game of the season, or not even final game? What do we do with the number one seed? What do we do with the AFC championship game? And the owners will have that discussion on Friday. So hopefully by the time we chat tomorrow night, I'll have more information for you. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the break. And to be honest, I'm trying to figure out what Disney story this would be. Hey, Shep, The Blind Side was a Disney story, right?
Yeah.
The Ravens tackle?
Yeah, probably was.
That was Disney, right? I think
was it
so.
Was it great, though?
I didn't see it. Was Sandra Bullock?
Yeah, she won an Oscar for that.
The Blind Side.
And then Michael Orr won a Super Bowl, and then we never heard from him again.
Yeah, Michael Orr, you're right. I'm just trying to educate myself as to, you know, all the million Disney movies I've missed from 1994 to here, 2022.
You know how we know it really was a Disney movie, JR?
What?
Because Nick Saban was likable.
When it came out?
Yeah, and he was in the movie.
Oh, The Blind? Oh, I didn't see it.
He was in The Blind Side. Actually, and this is a true story. I think her name is Lillian. Or, Miss Tilly. One of those two.
Yeah.
She Sandra Bullock said Nick Saban is cute and had her eye on him. That's how you know it's a fiction movie.
Oh. Yeah.
You'd have to see it to understand what I'm talking about.
No,
yes.
I don't. I just know Nick Saban is a curmudgeon, but that's besides the point.
Not as much as his friend from Cleveland.
Which one? Belichick? Bill. Oh, yeah, Bill.
When they were coordinators together. When
Belichick I hope Bill Belichick on Sunday gets wiped out by the Buffalo Bills. I'd love to see that. Give me a 60-0 score, Bills over Patriots. Sign me up for it right now. I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side. 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, JR? Let me give you your flowers right now. I appreciate what you do, and I know there are young people who hear you and they want to model themselves behind what you're doing, and you're doing it so well. I know we'll end up with some really good people out there on the air in the near future.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. There's so much positivity on the airwaves right now as we talk about the positive developments of Damar Hamlin. And I said it'd be a Disney movie if the Buffalo Bills go to the Super Bowl and win it all and Damar Hamlin can get a ring. And I can dream, can't I? Buffalo Bills, one of the best teams in the NFL. It's a possibility, isn't it? It sure is. The unfortunate thing is, I don't think I've seen a Disney movie since the original Toy Story. I don't think I've seen a Disney movie, an original one, since The Lion King. I think I might be missing something. I don't even know the names of them. I've seen WALL-E. WALL-E came after with the robot, the garbage robot. I didn't see Up. I was on an airplane and fell asleep while Up was going on. Maybe it was because I was up in the air. And poor joke by me. I ain't seen a Disney movie in a long time. And I'm looking at Twitter here, and I've seen a lot of messages at JR Sport Brief. Bajonks, I guess he's from the Bronx, but his name is John. He says he has seen many Disney movies in the last 20 years. I have to see Moana. He had no idea The Rock could sing, neither could I. The last time I saw The Rock sing, he was The Rock. He was in a WWE ring. Larry Shelton says, at JR Sport Brief, you also have to watch Moana. Dwayne The Rock Johnson as Maui, one of the main characters. He loves watching it with his niece and nephew. And then Skins Forever completely embarrasses me and says, hey, JR, what about Mulan and Pocahontas? To be honest, I never sat through Mulan. And I think Pocahontas, correct me if I'm wrong, it came out before or around Lion King. I wasn't a fan of Pocahontas. But anyway, hey, Shep, Skins Forever appreciates what we do each and every night. They're praying for Damar Hamlin. He told us to stay safe. Shep, have you seen Mulan or Pocahontas?
I haven't, and I should have made this connection. Do you know what is a Disney movie that you have definitely seen? And it stars one of the greatest actors in the history of cinema, and he's recognizable by one name.
Who is it?
Think about a coach. Think Herb Boone.
What's the movie?
Remember the Titans.
Oh, I didn't see it either.
Wait. You've never seen Remember the Titans?
Shoot me. No, I've never seen
it. I'm shocked about that because it has so much sports in it.
Nah,
it's like up
Shoot
your alley.
Me. Sue me. I know exactly the story.
Right.
I know exactly who and what it's about. I've never seen it. I tell you I'm not a movie, I don't want to sit down for 2-3 hours and watch anything unless it's a game.
And,
I don't.
And listen, and there's not many more people who are more smooth than you are, JR.
Right.
Denzel, he might, even Denzel might be a little more smooth than you. And that's saying something.
He's from Mount Vernon, New York. He's my neighbor. Yeah.
That's right. He played freshman football, I believe, at Fordham.
I think he did. It's my neighbor from Mount Vernon, yeah, Bronx and Yonkers. Yeah, it's my neighbor.
You really do have to see Remember the Titans, though.
Give me 5 years.
Okay. Have you seen Shawshank
Redemption?
Yes.
No.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
I'm not a movie. I don't like movies. Okay. I don't want to sit down and watch anything.
Yeah, but these are iconic institutions. These aren't just movies, JR. Like, these are ways of life. Like,
really?
Yes, 100%.
I like Training Day. I've seen Training Day a million times.
You've seen Training Day?
The whole movie.
Okay, so King Kong ain't got nothing on me. I got you.
Oh, I can. You want to hit the dump button? I know all the words. I know all of them. I like Ricochet. You seen Ricochet?
I have not.
See, there you go. I seen Ricochet with Denzel.
I didn't even know Denzel starred in Ricochet. I've seen Malcolm X.
Do you know what Ricochet is?
I do not.
Denzel is a young cop, and he's basically trying to tear his reputation. Ricochet is good. Take a look.
Glory is underrated, by the way.
Oh, I saw Glory when it came out as a kid.
Great movie.
I shouldn't have seen it, but I did.
Great movie.
Yeah. Let's talk to some of these folks here. 855-212-4CBS. Joe is calling from Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
Listen to your show every night on my way home from work. Number one, prayers up and love up to Damar Hamlin. And Jeff took my movie idea, Remembering the Titans. But I met Damar actually just for literally a brief minute at St. John Fisher in training camp.
Okay.
And from what I could tell in just that 1 minute, he is a special, special dude. And I could see why his teammates love him. I could see why he's so good with his family and everything. Like I said, I really don't know him. I just met him briefly, but prayers go out to him.
No, without a shot of a doubt. Well, thank you, Joe, for calling up from Buffalo, man. That's your hometown. You want that Super Bowl, don't you?
Yes, we do.
I know. It's been a long time. Well, appreciate you, Joe. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
No doubt about it. Skip is calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hi, JR. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm a retired 30-year firefighter, Baltimore County.
And I'm just so happy to see DeMar's progress. So often I've seen it not work that way. The fact that it was a witness to rest is crucial in his survival and recovery. I want to take some positives out of this event, and I think more venues will now get AEDs and more people will get and learn CPR.
Correct.
And on a positive note, since it was witnessed by millions, perhaps regardless of our beliefs, this could be a catalyst to help us better communicate and empathize with each other and unite us as a country. Just
Absolutely.
Something as simple, not as simple, but it, you know, as important as this event was.
And it absolutely should be. Thank you, Skip, for calling from Baltimore. I want to ask Marco Belletti here. Marco, man, I ain't seen a Disney movie in a million years. Do you have a favorite Disney movie? Like, what's the best Disney movie that has come out in the past, I don't know, 25 years? I'm going back to Lion King, and it's more than 25 years at this point.
Yeah, I think Lion King was 94. I'm a movie guy, JR. I love the Ricochet pull that you had there. That's good stuff.
You like Ricochet. Who was the Lithgow, right?
John Lithgow. Yeah, and Ice-T's in that, too.
Yeah, that was amazing. But that's far from a Disney film.
No, and that's kind of like a great, awful movie, if you will. I'm not a huge Disney guy, if you will. Like, I'm starting to watch some of that stuff. My wife makes fun of me because I don't know the old stuff. Like, Pocahontas, like, I didn't watch any of this stuff. I didn't read that stuff when I was a kid.
Right.
So, I'm starting to learn it with my kids.
Uh-huh.
But I haven't seen any of, like, the, you know, Mulan and Moana. Like, I've been, I guess, lucky enough that I work at night that I don't have to watch some of that stuff because that's not really my thing. But I will. Like, I like the... what did we watch recently? Inside Out or something?
Inside Out is a Disney movie?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, that sounds like something that'd come on Skinamax.
Yeah,
anyway.
No. Don't let your imagination run wild. It was a cartoon. Okay. It's good, though. They're usually really good. Like, the Pixar stuff is a lot of fun, like A Bug's Life, and I'm trying to think of, like, the other ones.
These are things that we can Google, but I'm too lazy now. Didn't Disney buy Pixar? Years ago?
Yeah, they're all like one big conglomerate.
Now they are.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly how it started with Pixar being on it. I don't remember even the first one. Was it A Bug's Life? Is it B-Movie? Like, I don't know what started Pixar thing.
I feel like Pixar did the animation for a lot of that early. And we got a listener right now who's losing their mind because they know all the answers. Sorry. Okay, we apologize. But I feel like Pixar did a lot of the early animation for things like Toy Story until they purchased them years ago, I believe.
Now, I would say that. I mean, Toy Story, the fourth one I thought was a little weak. The fourth one was a little weak.
There have been four Toy Stories?
Yeah, man. The fourth one came out a few years ago.
Oh, my God.
Come on, Jay. Now you got to get, like, you know.
No.
You don't have to necessarily watch them, but you got to know they're there. You got to know they're, you know,
listen, I didn't know they did four. I thought they did a separate Buzz Lightyear.
They did. I haven't seen that yet. That was Lightyear. That came out somewhat recently. But Tim Allen didn't voice it. They used Chris Pratt, Chris Evans. I think he voiced it, but I haven't seen
that. Blasphemous.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't want to go down. Can you just
money.
Sound too old? I don't really
politics.
Know.
Politics. Money and politics.
I guess.
Come on. Next thing you know, they're going to have the JR Sport Brief show, but it's not going to be JR.
You going to get Denzel?
To do my show? If he gives me a cut, I'd move the hell out the way right now.
Is he going to dance in the rain in his underwear, too, like Ricochet? Is that where we're headed?
There's a lot of other things that took place in Ricochet that we can't talk about on the radio. Go see Ricochet, people. It's an amazing movie. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the break. We're living in a potential Disney movie right now with all of the great news surrounding Damar Hamlin. Let's see how far we can take this film.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, every time I get into an Uber, I always turn the Uber drivers onto your show. We talk about sports
Tell them how awesome you are.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
And shout outs to all the rideshare folks out there. The ones driving the car, the folks in the back, make sure you tip them good, okay? Give them that money if they're driving good only. I'm getting messages in. People are telling me to check out all types of movies, Moana, Raya. What's up, ayahuasca? People are telling me, Raya? I was like, I don't know what Raya is. You know what? We're talking about Damar Hamlin and how this is a, this could potentially be like a Disney movie, and I want it to turn out to be a Disney movie. I want to see the Buffalo Bills win a Super Bowl. I want to see them celebrate in Western New York. Damn it, I think I would go up to Western New York. I think I would want to celebrate. I want to see Damar Hamlin get a Super Bowl ring. And as a part of that, I just want him to win. I think that's... That said, I want to see him win, and we'll see if it happens.
Yeah.
Now, here's the part that stinks. We've talked about all these Disney movies. Man, I've been paying for Disney Plus pretty much since it probably existed. I don't think I've seen anything on Disney Plus besides a Star Wars. Like, I don't know. I got all these Disney movies at my fingertips, and I don't know how much Disney. What is Disney Plus? How much am I paying? $17 a month? $15?
Yeah, it's a bargain compared to YouTube.
How much is YouTube?
YouTube TV, it's like $65, I want to say.
Well, that's to actually watch the whole TV, right?
Right, right.
It's like cable now.
Yeah, it essentially is, yeah.
Yeah, I ain't paying for that. I ain't paying for that.
JR, he might be, Damar Hamlin might be, when he gets out of the hospital, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but I this is not hyperbole, the most beloved person we have in our country.
Oh, damn right you will be.
Yeah.
You damn right. If I'm watching television or whatever, I want to see him come out of the hospital. I'm going to stand up. I might be at home. I'll probably be at home. I'm going to stand up, and I'm going to cry, and I'm going to clap my hands. I'm gonna be clapping like I'm right there in Cincinnati. That's not a lie. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Coleman is here from Oregon. I love Oregon. I was just there. I want to go back. You're on CBS Sports Radio, Coleman. What's up?
Yeah. Hello. How you doing, JR?
Very well.
That's good. I was going to say my condolences to Hamlin and everything, and I wanted to touch up on when you said seconds. I'm a wildland firefighter. You probably remember me. I called back not too long ago, but I fight fires out here. That's why I'm out here in Oregon, but I am a Georgia boy. But, okay, so we went to Yreka, California, and that California heat is no joke. So we're sitting down for lunch, and then one of my buddies that it was seconds, passed out. All the moisture left his body and dehydration. So it was seconds. Like, if I was in the Marine Corps, so I was in infantry, too. So I know what I'm doing when it comes to situations like that. I stayed calm, and we took all of his clothes off and made sure that he was breathing. So, and then we carried him down the hill. Now, he would have died if we didn't get him to get the IVs in his veins, you know, with the water and stuff.
So yes, yes.
It's just, you know, good response, good on the Bills staff, like they said, the doctors. And I'm gonna leave you with this, man. I love listening to your show. I'm at work right now doing night shift, but it's a seasonal thing with the firefighting, so, and I'll be fighting fire like in the summertime, but I'm out here in Oregon, and I guess my second team's the Ducks, but that's another thing. I'm a Bulldogs fan.
So what the Dogs gonna do against TCU?
Man, they're gonna smack them. They're gonna drag them up and down the field. I want them to go three-peat. I think they're going to win next year. They're nasty. They're deep. I like how they're getting, you know. They're just the new Alabama. I know what's going on. You know what I mean? I'm at Georgia.
Whoa. New Alabama.
Not. I'm sorry. Let me take that back. Not the new Alabama, but the new Georgia. Like, we run the show now. It's college against us.
That's well, what was Stetson Bennett going to be quarterback when he's 40?
No.
And listen, then, that guy runs at. I can drive out to Athens right now. I need to hang out with him. This guy would be the. I just need to move. I need to go down the road. I need to move to Athens and hang out with Stetson Bennett. This guy's getting all the money. He's getting all the food and everything.
Yep, and I can't wait to see his future. His future, but I'll leave you with a movie. Yeah. My Brave Little Toaster.
What? Oh my God! Yeah, was that from 1992?
That's, I think so. Yeah, I think that's when it came out. When I was born in '89. I'm 33, so
I'm
I saw it when I was like
older than you.
Five.
Wait a minute. Was that not a toaster? Didn't that toaster bounce around on its electrical cord?
Yeah, and then it had the lamp. He had his little friends with him too. The vacuum and the stuff. You know what I'm saying?
When's the last time you saw that movie?
Man, when I was little. I was just giving you one that's a good one that out there, you know?
So I need to go onto my – when I get off the air and I get home, sir. I need to go to Disney Plus and I need to look up My Little Toaster.
There you go. My brave little toaster. He, like, my overcame everything.
Okay, note taken. Hey, Coleman, thank you, man. I look forward to seeing you back in Georgia soon, okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. Have a good
one. Thank you so much. Hey, shout-outs to all my folks and – in Oregon. Hey, Shep, I had a great time out in Oregon, man. I had an amazing time, man.
Hey, listen, you ran into Phil Knight and everything.
I did not.
I know.
I did go to the Nike store.
Oh, Nike's a little bit big in Oregon.
They did good by me.
Yeah.
They did. What's up? I'm not going to say no names, but what's up? Thank you so much. But anyway, do you remember my brave little toaster? Do you remember that, Shep?
No, I know the little engine that could. I don't know My Brave Little Toaster. I don't think most people know My Brave Little Toaster.
I remember that only because the toaster moved around by hopping on the wire. But I did not see the film. I did not. We have now jumped into the obscure Disney movies. Sorry, folks. I only know the classics, and there's a good chance that I did not see those either. My apologies. My bad. That's why I'm here talking about sports. Ask me about that Kembe Mutombo. Ask me about, I don't know, Tommy Lasorda.
R.I.P.
Ask me about my – go ahead, Shep.
I was just saying R.I.P. Tommy Lasorda. He doesn't get talked about with the great managers in baseball. You talk about LaRusso. We talk about Connie Mack. We talk about Torrey. We never talk about Lasorda.
Lasorda is amazing. He was amazing.
Don Rickles' best friend, by the way.
Who?
Don Rickles' best friend. They were best friends.
Oh, they were. I remember a lot of those bits between those two guys. Absolutely amazing. I can talk about those guys. Don't ask me about My Brave Little Toaster. But I'm going to take more of your calls here on DeMar and Disney Films here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
No one's more locked into the NFL than First and Pod.
Why is it not within the realm of possibility that Geno Smith was a victim of a horrible organization, bad offensive coaching, and then went and played behind three high-level talents and only got spot starts and did okay, by the way?
Well, because it doesn't really happen that often anymore.
Subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. When you need to know what's happening, it's time to get in the huddle.
You're fraudulent. You're not in the business of winning football games. You're in the business of trying to prove your own asinine decisions correct. We can talk about the Ursay thing. Do I think the Saturday thing is the biggest joke in the history of the NFL? I do. But at least he was willing to say, this ain't working for me. I don't care that I just gave him extensions.
Listen to In the Huddle, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. When you need to know what's happening, it's time to get in the huddle.
This sham with Steve Keim out there in the desert, I mean, it's like no accountability. Never my fault. It's never his fault. Stuff just happens. Losses just fall from the sky. It's not Cliff's fault. It's not Kyler's fault. It's not my fault. It's not the owner's fault. We just have really bad luck. Just hang in there and keep throwing money at us and we'll figure it out. Shut up.
Listen to In the Huddle, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.